The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, is an independent organization. Its goals include getting rid of the chemical weapons that some countries have made and helping protect people from them. And on the same day that the U.S., the U.K., and France launched airstrikes against the Syrian government for its alleged use of chemical weapons in the town of Douma, investigators from the OPCW arrived in the Syrian capital, and they've been waiting to get access to Douma. The attack on April 7th killed 75 people. The World Health Organization says 500 others were treated with symptoms that a chemical weapons attack would cause. The United Nations bans the use of chemical weapons in war, but the OPCW says it's seen more than 390 accusations of chemical weapons use in Syria since 2014. Western leaders blame the Syrian government for using them in Douma. Syria and its ally Russia have strongly denied it, and the OPCW team is trying to find out what the truth is. The U.S. is concerned that Russia might have tampered with evidence at the site of the alleged attack, and the U.K. has accused Russia and Syria of keeping OPCW inspectors from entering Douma. Will we one day wake to a world where we can re-watch our dreams on a video recorder? Or is that just a pipe dream? There are a number of scientists working on technology that could answer those questions. At the University of Texas at Austin, researchers are using a device to measure nerve impulses while people sleep. Electrodes on their arms, legs, chin, and lips are trying to detect how people are moving and what they're saying in their dreams. A separate study at Japan's Kyoto University is using a type of MRI to look at brain activity as people wake up and then try to reconstruct the images they saw in dreams. And another group at Northwestern University is using electrodes on brain surgery patients to detect the activity of specific brain cells. A researcher there says this could determine the subject of dreams, like a mom or dad. Put all this information together, one scientist says, and you might be able to see a type of replay of your dreams. A machine to do this does not exist. Researchers say that could be decades away, and if something like it is invented, there are some ethical concerns about it. Could dreams be hacked somehow to get private information about someone? Researchers say most people have 4 to 6 dreams per night, but forget 90% of them. Scientists do not agree about the function dreams have or how important they are.